Introduction. I hear the cry for body life in the church. Some look around wondering what will bring it back. The answer lies in returning to the pattern in the New Testament. Initially, it starts with proper personal foundations, but from there, we enter the arena of the biblical church government. We've tampered with this to our destruction, and the time to change is far past. Learn a lesson from King Ahaz. And King Ahaz went to Damascus to meet Tiglath-Pileser, king of Assyria, and saw an altar that was at Damascus. And King Ahaz sent to Uriah the priest the fashion of the altar, and the pattern of it, according to all the workmanship thereof. And Uriah the priest built an altar according to all that King Ahaz had sent from Damascus. So Uriah the priest made it against King Ahaz came from Damascus. And when the king was come from Damascus, the king saw the altar, and the king approached to the altar and offered thereon. And he burnt his burnt offering and his meat offering, and poured his drink offering, and sprinkled the blood of his peace offerings upon the altar. And he brought also the brazen altar which was before the Lord from the forefront of the house, from between the altar and the house of the Lord, and put it on the north side of the altar. And King Ahaz commanded Uriah the priest, saying, Upon the great altar burn the morning burnt offering, and the evening meat offering, and the king's burnt sacrifice, and his meat offering, with the burnt offering of all the people of the land, and their meat offering, and their drink offerings, and sprinkle upon it all the blood of the burnt offering, and all the blood of the sacrifice, and the brazen altar, shall be for me to inquire by. Thus did Uriah the priest, according to all that King Ahaz commanded. And King Ahaz cut off the borders of the bases, and removed the laver from off them, and took down the sea from off the brazen oxen that were under it, and put it upon a pavement of stones. Now 2 Kings 16, verses 10 through 17. We read an account like this and are appalled by his presumption in God's house. The text itself makes no comment on the action. There's a strong lesson to be gleaned from this. The church is the house of the Lord today. The local assemblies are the God-ordained smaller units the Lord calls his church. He dwells in our midst, from here from Ephesians. Now therefore ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building fitly framed together groweth unto an holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye also are builded together for an habitation of God through the Spirit. That's Ephesians 2:19 through 22. Today we commit a similar trespass to that of King Ahaz in redesigning the layout of the house of the Lord. The king saw a style that suited his personal taste. Ahaz thought this was better than God's choice. God's choice didn't matter to him. He followed his own will. The popular pastor-congregation setup in the church today fits that same image of Ahaz. It's a redesign to a popular layout. The problem? It's not according to the pattern. And that's a serious transgression. We may not hear thunderous words from God condemning us. Neither did Ahaz. Let's not take the terrifying position of presumption in the design of God's house. The call for body life is the call for biblical reform. Daryl Farkas, July 2003.